Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We shift gears now to talk all things property. And if you know anything about me, this is a sector that always keeps me excited because for all of us, in one way or another, property touches our lives in vast ways. Whether it's the home that we live in, the shelter where you put your head under, or even the spaces that we occupy, like the buildings, the offices, the shopping malls, the industrial spaces that we work in. But tonight we're zoning into the places where we lay and rest during the evening. Our homes. And for many South Africans who might not have the ability to afford a property for themselves just yet, we tend to lease or rent the properties that we stay in. There's some good news, because what it's telling us is that we as South African tenants have actually been disciplined in making sure that we pay our rent to Omastandi and the landlords, and as such have found a way of being disciplined with these payments, which is great for the property market. To tell us more, and we'll reflect on this conversation both for the benefit of tenants and both for the benefit of landlords, we join now by National Head of Sales at PayProp, Andre van Rooyen. Andre, such a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much for the invitation. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The rental growth has slowed down a little bit. I'm going to dive right into this. And so South Africa right now in the second quarter of 2025, the average rental sale of South Africa is 9,218 rand. So that's an increase of 433 rand since the same period last year, and an increase of 86 rand since the first quarter of 2025.
Yeah.
We came out of the blocks very hot in the beginning of this year with some rental increases, higher rental increases, and happy to say that it's cooling down a bit.
Got you. I guess first things first, Andre, what are the drivers of rental increasing? Because from there then we'll shift into where rental increases have been taking place quite sharply. But what drives these costs?
Well, similar to, I guess, by the way, every time we speak about rentals, the question about home ownership also comes in.
Yes.
But it's demand and supply. You know, it's affordability test. It's access to funding. There's a couple of factors that play a role. Maybe let's not lose out of sight that the interest rates are dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So the interest rates are dropping. What is South Africa doing? Maybe a good decision is to invest in real estate. Maybe a good decision, the decision is to settle some of your debt. And maybe stay a tenant. The risk for ownership does exist. There's a risk associated, or maybe a loss of opportunity for capital growth when you're a tenant. So those are the things that tenants and potential buyers should consider.
But my question is, as you mentioned the interest rate cycle that we're in, one would assume that the lower the cuts, or the more the cuts, the more affordable it is then to access credit for a bond. Is that part of the dynamic and a shift that we are seeing at the moment?
That's right. Traditionally, and the sentiment definitely in the estate agency industry is suggesting that it's changing. It sounds like the sentiment for buyers is picking up. So the buyer's market is picking up. Credibility plays a big role. What does my credit record look like? What is my historical payments look like?
Yeah.
So it's not just the affordability. It's not just the access to cash, but also your credibility that plays a role. Maybe just to talk to arrears, and that walks hand in hand with a lower interest rate. It suggests more access to cash.
Yes.
I'm happy to say, and it's only by 0.1%, so 16.9% of the tenants that use our payment platform are in arrears. That's a drop from 17% in the first quarter. But now the big question is, with what amount are they in arrears with?
Yes.
So just to recap, 16.9% of tenants are in arrears, but what amount am I in arrears with? And I'm happy to say that has decreased substantially from the first quarter. So we measure this as a function of your monthly rent. So for example, your monthly rent is 10,000 rand. What percentage of that 10,000 rand are you in arrears with? In the second quarter, that has dropped to 73.7%. In the first quarter, that was all the way up to 77.1%. So the amount of tenants in arrears, a little bit of a movement, but by how much I'm in arrears, a big jump.
Mm. Maybe contextualize that for us. Is it them not paying the full rental amount, or is it the number of months they actually skip in terms of making payment?
It's as a function of the total amount that I owe. So it might be a month in arrears, or it might be a part payment that I missed, or it's a percentage of the total monthly rent. Just to run that example again, my rent is 10,000 Rand. Mm-hmm. If I'm in arrears with 73.7%, what's that? 7,000, then I'm in arrears with 7,370 Rand. So that's the average arrears of all the tenants in arrears that use our platform.
Got you. Perfect. Okay, that makes sense. Then if I guess, analyze your data correctly, does this mean that it's a good time to be a landlord? And if so, in which provinces? Because your data really lift my eyebrows up. my jaw dropped when I looked at which provinces seen a significant growth in rental payments.
So when I run through this and when I talk to the provinces, I always get the question, you know, what's going on here? What is happening in the Free State, or what is happening in the Eastern Cape? And before I get that question, I will strongly suggest, if you're thinking of investing in any one of these regions, make sure you understand its dynamics. Make sure you understand stuff like spatial development framework. You know, what are you really getting into? Start with the numbers, fair enough, but go and find a property practitioner. You know, property practitioners, estate agents always have that area specialist sticker on the on the boards. Go and find your area specialist to really give you insights into what's going on into the areas, or what's going on in the different areas. So I'm going to start with the Eastern Cape, if that's okay with you, and maybe just give you some context. There's been a very interesting change in the top three highest average rentals in the country, but I'll leave that for a bit later. It's an interesting development. A good development, I think. I also think it talks to lifestyle changes, but let's get there. So in the Eastern Cape, year-on-year rental growth was 5.7% compared to 5% a year back, with an average rent of 7,517 Rand, and percentage of tenants in arrears is 19.5 compared to 20 in the previous year.
Okay.
That's good news. The Free State seems to be a little up and down. Year-on-year growth, great numbers, 7.7% compared to 5% for the same period last year. Average rent is 7,200 Rand. Percentage tenants in arrears is 20.3 compared to 24.4. Also good news.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. Now we're getting to Gauteng. Gauteng, year-on-year growth, 2.4% compared to 3.8% for the same period last year. Average rent, 9,230 Rand, 39 Rand. 39 makes a difference, I'll tell you now.
Okay.
With average tenants in arrears by 15, average tenants, percentage of tenants in arrears on 15.5% compared to 16.6%. And then, I think the last time we spoke, I predicted this.
Yes.
KwaZulu-Natal, year-on-year rental growth, 3.6%. The third highest average rental in the country, 9,279 to 272 Rand, with 19.3% arrears, down from 20.6%. So things are looking up in KZN.
Interesting.
Plus, they have the ocean there, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Funny, I was in Mkhanga over the weekend, and you're quite right. There's a lot of apartments and developments taking place there, and it does seem as though there's a heightened level of demand within that space. And that's just me looking at one particular area, never mind the whole city and the province at large, but sure, some developments there. We've touched on the big ones, Gauteng, KZN, the Free State and Eastern Cape. What about the Western Cape?
The Western Cape, the blue-eyed boys of the real estate industry in South Africa. I would like to call them that. So Western Cape, so year-on-year rental growth, 7.3% compared to 9.3% for the same period. Last year, down a little bit. Average rent, number one position, 11,454 Rand compared to 10,673. Sure. Look at those arrears, 13.5. You know, a healthy investment opportunity in the Western Cape. These numbers suggest that there's still a good demand, the quality of the tenants are good, and you're still seeing healthy rental growth in the Western Cape as well.
Got you. Okay, so the blue-eyed boy is not doing too badly, and that province participating well. There's about two other provinces that we've left out, and these ones left my mind boggled. The Northern Cape and Limpopo.
Yes.
This is where you're going to leave us surprised.
Yes. It's the Northern Cape. Year-on-year rental growth, 7.5% compared to 2.1% for the same period last year. Average rent, 10,122 rand compared to 9,400, and then 18.7% tenants in arrears. Tenants in arrears, probably the indicating factor here, it's quite high. And then just maybe to close it off with the Northwest, 12% compared to 6.3% with an average rent of 7,125. Again, a high percentage of tenants in arrears, 19.5, but much lower than the period, same period for last year, which was 24.5%.
Got you. Andre, these numbers might be mind-boggling because obviously, typically for us who are new to the property investment space, the buyers tells us Joburg is a hotspot, high demand for property, high population rate. So surely we should be seeing a lower number of arrears, higher cost in terms of the rental, average rental, versus a market like Limpopo or the Northern Cape. But I understand this goes back to economics 101 of supply and demand. Is my assumption correct here?
Yes, supply, demand. You know, unfortunately, infrastructure development and infrastructure maintenance plays a big role in a lot of these provinces as well. The local municipality, I think local residents have to appreciate the value that a good, well-run local authority adds to the value of their property. And that adds to growth, capital growth if you're an owner, and also for rental demand. And safety always plays a role across the board. It's when it comes to rentals, when it comes to property purchase and acquisitions as well. So, unfortunately, I believe Gauteng, there's still a lot of potential in Gauteng. You're right. I think there's some big demand. I think the risks are at the moment compared to the lifestyle opportunities, the new fresh developments like the KZN and the Western Cape has to offer, it's tough to match.
Got you. Andre, this is probably the question you'll be responding to for the remainder of the year at the braai, in the boardroom, at the school drop-off. Is it a buyer's market? And if so, great for investment or great for first-time home buyers? Broad question, but how do you respond?
Yes. I'd probably say it depends on what area you're looking to invest in. You know, the Western Cape's been a great investment opportunity for a long time. You know, the rumors are that it's become so expensive, you know, that a lot, it's just, you're not seeing the capital growth. You probably won't see the capital growth in the medium term. KZN, I just get a feeling that that's the opportunity. But if you find the correct property, so it's a complicated answer. If you're looking for the long-term investment, you know, the new lifestyle developments, close to school, access to the nodes, good infrastructure, those are the places I'll be looking for. I'll be patient, be patient in my investment strategy, and I will definitely understand local authority strategies, development strategies. That'll make a big impact on the decision making.
Got you. You see me taking notes here, Andre. So
yeah.
I'm following through with your suggestions. Thank you so much. It's always so phenomenal speaking to you and hearing these insights, and again, making them practical for us so that next time we're in these cities or in these spaces, we're able to practically see what the outcomes really do mean for us. Thank you again for your time.
Massive pleasure, Gugu, and thank you for the opportunity. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Andre van Rooyen, National Head of Sales at PayProp, helping us decipher how South African tenants have been performing. And it does seem as though only 17% of South African tenants are behind on rent, which is a record low. In other words, if you're a tenant, it means you've been very disciplined in paying off your rent, even if it comes to making a partial payment or paying regularly on time. If you're a landlord, you're likely benefiting from this. What is interesting, though, is to see where those shifts have taken place and the average cost of rental in South African cities.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.